Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the Totally Driven Entertainment Radio Network.
In the future, none of you are heroes.
You're legends.
Get driven, stay driven.
NFL Roundup with Mike Ferrara, episode number 5, starts right now. Everybody, and welcome to NFL Roundup with Mike Ferrara, episode number 5. I hope everybody's good. I hope I sound good today because I cannot check the sound because Blog Talk Radio is not working too well. So for the next 2.5 hours, it'll be me and you. I know I do a 90-minute show on Fridays, but today I had some room, so stretch it out a little bit for everybody to call. 718-508-9883 is the number. Let's talk sports. Let's talk football. And, if you want to call me, I am Mike Ferrara. I am talking football with you. So some of the things before we get to the – let's just get to the particulars. Right now, this is Totally Driven Radio Entertainment Network. And go to totallydriventv.com. For all your needs and all these great, great shows that are on here. Today they have the Mojo Sports Show. That's always a good show. They have Mavericks Comic Roundup on here, number 4. Great show. He did like an hour. Great guy, Maverick. Totally Driven Radio Rocks with Bay, the man, the heartbeat. The Heart Grapevine, number 20. My show is off this week. So, pro wrestling with Mike Farr. It's coming back Tuesday. Going to have a big guest for it. Cannot wait. But right now, we, ladies and gentlemen, are getting ready to talk some football with you. And tomorrow is week 6. But like we do on the show all the time, folks, We're going to talk about the games that happened, and why not talk about the game that ended up happening Thursday night? Let's do that. Let's talk about that game. That was a very good game if you were a Charger fan, and if you were a Broncos fan, that might have been a trap game. And for people that don't know what a trap game is, it's when a bad team beats a very good team. Well, San Diego, Phillip Rivers threw for 178 yards and 1 touchdown, passing Hall of Famer Dan Fouts to become San Diego's career passing leader. And the Chargers held off the Broncos 21-13 on Thursday night. The victory may have been saved in battle coach Mike McCoy's job. The Chargers, 2-4. Coming off a big mistake-filled loss at Oakland. Earlier in the season, lost 3 games in which they led at the 2-minute warning. There has been increasing fan discontent. The conservative Mike McCoy and the Chargers trying to convince voters to approve a $1.1 billion handout for a new downtown stadium in the Forum to increase the hotel occupancy. The defending Super Bowl champion Broncos were coached by special teams coordinator Joe Tomelis after Gary Kubiak was ordered by doctors to sit this one out because of migraines that conditions that mimic strokes. The five-time defending AFC West champions Broncos, 4-2, they look sluggish behind Trevor Siemian. And speaking of him, Trevor Siemian, he had 230 yards passing, one touchdown. Booker, the running back, had 46 yards running, five attempts, something like that. And then Anderson, of course, took the ball as well for 37 yards. Sanders did the receiving, 40 yards, four receptions. Jay Norton, Norwood, 49 yards. Anderson, 34 yards. And Phillips, 31 yards. And, yeah, it was a pretty good game. I watched the game itself, and that's why I'm analyzing it right now. Phillip Rivers threw 178 yards in the air, one touchdown. Gordon took over on the rush with the rushing, 27 attempts, 94 yards. Henry had a touchdown, 83 yards receiving, six receptions. Ty Williams, three receptions, 28 yards. And the same could be said about Antonio Gates. He had 16 yards and two receptions. So they're spreading the ball around different things today. So that's what's going on. Right now, as always, we give you the I'll give you the picks that I got right and I got wrong, and then we'll talk about the teams and stuff like that. So why not, let's do what I got wrong and what I got right for last week. And okay, so I got the, and I got it right in front of me. I did 8-6. So I got the San Francisco game wrong. I got the Baltimore-Washington game wrong. I got the New England game right because they beat the Browns. And the Browns are 0-5, by the way, and their season's over. The Philadelphia Eagles, I got wrong, but they lost the 1 point they lost 1 point back. To it's only 1 point. We'll go over that in a little bit. Indianapolis, I got them right. Miami, I got wrong, and it's sad because it's a 1-4 start. And people were saying that Miami was supposed to be good this year, and look at Miami. But yet they talk about Buffalo. That's what pisses me off when people, and I'm going to get into it because it's very annoying. You know, I'm a Buffalo Bills supporter. I'm a Buffalo Bills fan. So I'm kind of a homer when it comes to the Buffalo Bills. But what I don't like is when people rip my team and they call them a bad team. Buffalo 3-2 right now. Yeah, they lost two games. Okay, 0-2, that's fine. But look at the Dolphins. And people say the Dolphins were supposed to be ahead of the Bills. You know what? We're going to go and we're going to kick the Dolphins' ass. We're going to go into Miami next week. We're going to play them when they play here. We're going to win two games like we did last year. And that's it. Miami Dolphins fans, I'm sorry. I love you guys. But you know what? Stop talking. It's over. Your season's over. The party's over. Goodbye. You know, I had to open on a rant because it bothers me. 718-508-9883. If you're a Buffalo Bills fan, I want to hear from you. What do you think this Bills game is going in? Do you think Sunday's game tomorrow is a trap game for the Bills? You think the Bills are going to lose tomorrow, or do you think they're going to win? And you think that goofball Kaepernick scares me? You don't scare me. 718-508-9883 is the number. But it pisses me off, though, when they talk nonsense. I mean, really, I mean, you got, I don't know, you got to be the stupidest people on the face of the earth if you think that the Bills are not in the Dolphins' league. The Dolphins are 1-4. The Jets are 1-4. The Jets beat one team, the Bills. So give me a break. You want to call up and tell me the Jets are a better team than the Bills? You want to tell me that the Miami Dolphins are a better team than the Bills, or the San Francisco 49ers are better than the Bills? I am not going to buy it this week. So, you know, and the one game I am worried about with the Buffalo Bills, the one game that scares me is the Patriot game. And we'll go down the line. I got the schedules in front of me. But let's just keep with the program and get with the program, and let me go back to what I was saying. So here we are right here. So let's see. All right, so Philadelphia was wrong. I picked Indianapolis right on Indianapolis. Miami, I was wrong. Minnesota, I was right. Pittsburgh, I was right. Pittsburgh looks good at 4-1. Minnesota, 5-0. Who would have dunk it? Sam Bradford's playing a great game. Atlanta, 4-1. Denver, 4-2. I picked Denver. I lost on that one. Dallas, I won with Dallas against Cincinnati. Buffalo won. Oakland won. Green Bay won. So I did better in the afternoon games. I think I won all my afternoon games, except for the Atlanta game, I think. I think that was a late game. And then Carolina, Tampa Bay. I went Carolina, so I lost on that. But I had Carolina 35, Tampa Bay 20, but it didn't happen like that. So it did not happen like that. So right now, before we get into everything, I just want to take a couple commercial breaks, and we'll be back on the air.
For $5 today, you can buy a wealth of things. Gas for your car, rent a movie for the family, a few slices of pizza. $5 still takes you a long ways. But did you know that $5 can buy your child a bag of heroin in the streets? That's right. For only $5, your son or daughter can buy some of the cheapest and purest dope in the country. Be aware of the lies. Be aware of the stealing. Be aware that's all it takes to kill your child. $5. This message was brought to you by Casey's Cause, a group of parents located in southern Chester County out to save your child's life. Come join us today at www.caseyscause.com. And remember, $5 is all it takes. Casey's Cause. www.caseyscause.com.
Looking for that perfect gift for your girlfriend? Then look no further than Teddy Scares. Teddy Scares are available in a variety of styles, sizes, and prices for all your shopping needs. Teddy Scares are a mix of cute and creepy to make a great gift for almost any age. Board up your windows, lock your doors, and log on to TeddyScares.com. And be sure to become our friends at Facebook.com/TeddyScares.
Calling all comic book fans. Do you collect comics? Did you ever collect comics? Do you think your children might like reading comic books? Do you even know they still print real, paper, non-digital comic books? Well, then visit the Pirates of Ontario Street Comics in Philadelphia. We have a massive collection of comic books, action figures, trading cards, and much more. We have one of the largest stocks of back-issue comics in the area. We bag and board every new comic book at no extra charge. Our store is voted the best comic book shop in the 2013 PHL 17 Hot List Contest. Part of the movie Unbreakable is filmed in our store. We are open 7 days a week. Ontario Street Comics is located at 2235 East Ontario Street in the Port Richmond section of Philly. Our phone number is 215-288-7338. Type in the words Ontario Comics Philadelphia to check out our wacky stores page on Facebook.
Are you looking for a mortgage for that new home? Do you want to refinance to a lower rate, obtain cash out, or consolidation? If so, call Anthony Muscarella of Advisors Mortgage Group. Advisors Mortgage Group is a mortgage banker and loan our own money to first lien mortgage loans. We have built a platform for a seamless and stress-free mortgage process, which remains our number one goal for all of our customers. We understand that success cannot be obtained without teamwork and communication, two of our most important strengths. If you're looking to apply for a loan or simply have some questions, please don't hesitate to give Anthony Muscarella a call at 732-749-3333, extension 12, who, by the way, has been recognized by Mortgage Executive Magazine as being one of the top 1% of originators in America. That number again, call Anthony Muscarella at 732-749-3333, extension 12, where we tailor our loans to meet your needs. Advisors Mortgage Group is an equal housing opportunity lender licensed by the New Jersey Department of Banking and Insurance. Branch NMLS number 173453. Loan officer NMLS number 1114.
Attention business owners, website owners, event promoters, or anyone looking to promote your product. The Totally Driven Entertainment Radio Network is the perfect way to spread the word of your business around the world. That's right, you can advertise at our network and be played on all of our shows at rates that are so cheap, it's a no-brainer. For more information, contact Bay Ragney at bayragney@gmail.com. To keep your business driven, stay driven with Totally Driven Entertainment.
Hey everybody, this is Nick Wilkinson with TV Nation and Totally Driven Radio and Entertainment. Sadly, each year, approximately 3.6 million children become victims of child abuse. My latest ebook, Child Abuse, The Ripple Effect, explores the long-lasting effects abuse can have on victims. Explore life after the abuse ends and how we cope with the tragedies of the past. Child Abuse, The Ripple Effect is available on Kindle for only 99 cents. And don't forget to check out my website, actingnotreacting.com, a common sense approach to teens in crisis. Let's work together and make this world a better place. And remember, stay driven.
Are you a fan of Sherlock Holmes? Letters from Holmes offers unique, one-of-a-kind letters from the world-famous detective himself. Handwritten on 8.5-inch by 11-inch aged parchment paper and using smudge-free ink to produce original, high-quality letters that fans will treasure for years to come. Each letter is handcrafted and written from the perspective of Sherlock Holmes, mimicking Holmes's native tongue and embracing many of the famous detective's quirks, quips, insults, and peculiarities. Order a love letter, birthday greeting, personal correspondence, or more only at www.etsy.com/shop/lettersfromholmes.
Are you looking for a mortgage for that new home? Do you want to refinance to a lower rate, obtain cash out, or consolidation? If so, call Anthony Muscarella of Advisors Mortgage Group. Advisors Mortgage Group is a mortgage banker and loan our own money to first lien mortgage loans. We have built a platform for a seamless and stress-free mortgage process, which remains our number one goal for all of our customers. We understand that success cannot be obtained without teamwork and communication, two of our most important strengths. If you're looking to apply for a loan or simply have some questions, please don't hesitate to give Anthony Muscarella a call at 732-749-3333, extension 12, who, by the way, has been recognized by Mortgage Executive Magazine as being one of the top 1% of originators in America. That number again, call Anthony Muscarella at 732-749-3333, extension 12, where we tailor our loans to meet your needs. Advisors Mortgage Group is an equal housing opportunity lender licensed by the New Jersey Department of Banking and Insurance. Branch NMLS number 173453. Loan officer NMLS number 111400.
Are you ready to be totally driven? Totally Driven Entertainment Network has a full lineup of shows dedicated to total entertainment. Starting on Mondays, we have the always relevant and often hilarious Hard Talk with Big Daddy and Big Booty Trudy. That's at 6 p.m. And at 11 p.m., go 8 flights up and get your mind right. Tuesdays at noon, Pro Wrestling Now with Mike Ferreira covers professional wrestling news, rumors, and one-of-a-kind interviews with professional wrestling performers and insiders. At 8 p.m., join Smith Hart of the legendary Hart Family Dynasty for the Hart Grapevine as he goes behind the scenes and shares his knowledge of the professional wrestling industry and some truly remarkable special interviews, too. Welcome to Hump Day, Wednesdays, 9:30 a.m., the Coco and Wee Wee Show asks the age-old question, who do you love, who do you shove? And at 8 p.m., the Give No F's Cosplay Variety Hour brings you the best in cosplay, comics, video games, and more. Thursday nights at 5 p.m., Pro Wrestling Now with Mike Ferreira returns to the airwaves to cover professional wrestling news, results, and more. At 8 p.m., Totally Driven Radio, the show that started it all, brings you the best in topical conversations, celebrity interviews, exclusive musical guests, and so much more. Your Friday night would be incomplete without a trip to Uncle Shawnee's Playground. Join Uncle Shawnee at 8 p.m. and prepare to be offended, but, you know, in a good way. At 10 p.m., don't forget the LAW Retro Wrestling Hour, bringing back the golden age of professional wrestling. Saturday mornings at 10 a.m., the Mojo Sports Show starts your weekend off with a healthy dose of sports mojo. Get the latest news, scores, results, and more every Saturday morning. At 9 p.m., Totally Driven Radio rocks. Bay Ragney unleashes his inner beast as he takes you on a heavy metal journey and looks at the music he thinks rocks. That brings us to Sunday morning, the perfect time for a big weenie. At 10 a.m., the Big Weenie Castanini Show goes live around the world. And ending the week at 9 p.m. on Sunday nights, join the TV Nation for your weekly dose of the Nerd Herd and talk all things comics, TV, movies, and pop culture. Remember, get driven, stay driven.
Okay, folks, and that's what's on this network. And don't forget also that you can subscribe to us from Blog Talk Radio, a Totally Driven Radio Entertainment Network. Also, do not forget iTunes, Stitcher, Spreaker. We're doing good right now, so we need your support. But anyway, let's get back into the NFL roundup. Tomorrow is that time, so let's do this. We are ringing the bell on the Jets season. 1-4 Jet fans. 718-508-9883. Give me a call so you can hear you guys whine about the Jets season. Not really in the habit of taking the Jet fans' phone calls, but you never know. Today is an interesting day. If you guys are listening to me right now, we are live on Blog Talk Radio, 718-508-9883. I would love to hear from you. And there's a guy I would love to hear from. He's a Mojo Sports fan. He called on the show. He's the guru, Mr. Petey B. I want to hear about what he has to say because, something happened over the week, and he says my Buffalo Bills couldn't win the game. But we're going to go around the NFL right now, and I'm going to give you some stuff on that. Right now, we got to do it, though. Let's hit it right now. Here we go. The Cardinals beat the 49ers 33-21. The 49ers are god-awful, can't get nothing going on. Let's talk about this right now, though. I gave you the particulars about the Cardinals. Let's talk about the Patriots and the Browns. Tom Brady came back home, ladies and gentlemen, and he did a great job. Tom Brady is an excellent quarterback. Tom Brady actually threw for Tom Brady threw for 406 yards. So without further ado, let's analyze and let's do it. Tom Brady, we'll go over the particulars right now. Tom Brady threw 28 of his 406 yards, 3 touchdowns. The man is golden, you know. Jimmy Garoppolo came in for one play, nothing happened. Blount, 37 yards rushing, 1 touchdown. You knew they weren't really going to run the ball. 26 yards for Jay White. David Foster had about 17 yards rushing. Tom Brady rushed for 14 yards. Receiving. Ben Hogan, the man, brother, 4 receptions, 114 yards, unbelievable receiving. Rob Gronkowski, 109 yards receiving the ball, 5 receptions. Bennett, about 67 yards. White, 63 yards. Ball to Edelman and Amendola, 35 for Edelman, yards and 11 yards for Danny Amendola. Pretty cool thing right there, ladies and gentlemen. And the Charlie Whitehurst, Mr. Whitehurst, he got 182. He got his pocket pick with an interception and one touchdown, 182 yards on that. Kessler played in. He got 62 yards. He got one touchdown. Not bad. Pryor went into Crowell, 22 yards rushing. Pryor, 3 yards. Nothing to write home about. They held him on the run game. Barnbridge, 76 yards. No touchdowns. Longest was 31 yards. Catching, 5 receptions. Hawkins, 4 receptions. Yards, 56 yards and one touchdown, 24 longest yard. Pryor, 48 yards, 5 receptions. So really, it wasn't that big of a day. Kessler had one fumble. So you know, for total first down yards. 24 for the Patriots, 17 for the Browns. But the Browns still have a lot of work to do, and the Patriots have a lot of work to do, have a lot of stuff they have to clear up. But it's working in progress. 718-508-9883. We're going around the league, and I'm giving you the particulars, and we're doing some games and stuff. So if I skip a particular, whatever, right? But we're doing it right now. We're going to the next ball game. The Eagles versus the Lions in a trap game for the Eagles. The Lions have been playing really good lately. They are only 2-3. And let's go to the game center, as they call it. And let's look and see the particulars on that. The Eagles, 23 points. The Lions, 24 points. Pretty impressive kicker. Let's go the Lions, the winning team, first and analyze that box score. Matt Stafford, he had 19 completions, 180 yards, 3 touchdowns. Unbelievable. Rushing touchdown. Hold on a second, Matt Stafford. Rushing, Riddick had 49 yards rushing. Nothing really to write home about. That's how you know they hold on to the they hold you on rushing. Hold on a second. Let me get this up here and tell you some more. 718-508-9883 is the number. Give me a call. We are talking. We're analyzing the NFL now. Next team's going to be Miami game, and we can tell you about how poorly Miami played. Miami played very, very poor, and people make me laugh again about Miami. They're not good, folks. They're not good. You know. But anyway, you had receiving. Boykin received 48 yards. Tate received 39 yards. Jones received 37 yards. Riddick, 33. Zinner, 23. And kicking was awesome. Prater made a 29 kick field goal, and the game was over by then. Wentz is amazing. The guy is unbelievable. Let's talk Carson Wentz right now, folks.
He's starting quarterback.
Carson Wentz right now, if you look at his games from week to week, his completions are right now are 91 completions, over 1,000 yards throwing, 7 touchdowns, 1 interception, 3 fumbles. Pretty interesting kid. But if I was him, I would hold on to the ball a little better than he has, because fumbles hurt you. People don't think that. But anyway, the particulars for these games were 25 completions, 238 yards throwing, 2 touchdowns and 1 interception. Sproles had 5 attempts with rush. Where are we? I'm sorry. Matthews had 65 on the ground, 4 receptions. Oh, wait. Sorry again. Rushing. I was right. Rushing. Sorry. Sproles had 5 attempts, 45 on the ground, no touchdowns for Sproles. Receiving team, Matthews had 4 receptions, 65 yards, no touchdown. David Green, Beckham, 3 receptions, 43 yards. Matthews had 33 yards, and so that's basically what happened. So that game was a good game. I seen it. I like the highlights that I seen from it. I was impressed with Carson Wentz. A lot of people may not be impressed with him yet because he's only a rookie. But you know what? Rookies do good, and they don't make as many mistakes as you think they're gonna. At least Carson doesn't. Carson Wentz is really Titans versus the Dolphins, and a few people pick the Dolphins because they're home. But they're home and the light's not on. Is the light on at home? So I don't know what's going on. I know they're having technical difficulties over there in La La Land. But I don't know. I don't know. The Titans just look stronger, unfortunately, than Ryan Tannehill. And by the way, who would you rather have, Tannehill or would you have Tyrod? And that's the question that I want to know from people today. Tannehill or Tyrod Taylor? It's bullshit when people tell me that they would pick Tannehill over Tyrod Taylor. Tyrod's a better quarterback, can air the ball out. Tannehill sucks. I mean, really, it's just, I know a lot of people are going to have problems or faults with me, but you know what? It's true. The guy sucks. Get him out of there, change your quarterback, and that's going to be it. Ryan Tannehill, let's talk about him. He threw for 191 yards, okay? He had 2 interceptions. Adai had 42 yards rushing. Drake had 4 yards rushing. Williams had 3, and Landry had 2. Parker had 2 catches, 70 yards. Williams had 2 receptions, 67 yards. Landry had 28 fumbles, no fumbles for the teams. Let me see what the kicker did. Kicking, Franks made he had 5 points. He made 2 extra kicks, and he made a 24 long one, and that was from Miami side because it was 30-17 at the end of the day. Marcus Mariota for Tennessee, 20 completions, 163 yards, 3 touchdowns, pretty impressive for him. Murray rushed for 27 attempts, 121 yards, not bad. Longest was a 14-yard, so that's not bad. Mariota rushed for 60 yards by himself. That's impressive. Quarterback is really good. Walker had 5 receptions, 66 yards. Matthews, 32 yards. Sharp had 17 yards. Kicking, Cook made a 40-yard field goal. He had 6 points because he had 3 of 4 extra points. I guess he missed an extra point. You are listening to the NFL Roundup. Now, the NFL roundup with Mike Ferrara, and we are on a Saturday edition. We're going over 90 minutes today, folks. So 718-508-9883. This is the place to be. We're talking football. We're going to commercials. We're taking different sides of the ball. We're talking defense, offense, you name it. We're on the ball. Give me a call, 718-508-9883, and I want to hear from you. I want to hear the question, the answer to that. What quarterback would you rather have? Crying Ryan Tannehill or terrific Tyrod Taylor? Give me a call, 718-508-9883. Miami Dolphins fans, your season's over. Give it a break. Jet fans, your season's over. Tomorrow the Steelers are going to run you guys over. So I think it's time to say that these teams, that everybody picked the Jets in the beginning of the season, and I can't see why. Well, because they were supposed to be good. You know what? I was supposed to be born a girl. That never happened. 718-508-9883 is the number. Give me a call. I'm wondering what I should do here. But come on, folks. You got to do it, right? Okay. Let's go back out there and let's do it, do it, do it. And I've watched all these games. And I said the Steelers were going to rip the Jets' heads off, right? I did say that, and they did. The Jets lost 31-13. Let's look at the stats again, and let's laugh at Fitzpatrick, because he's the best, right? They say he's the best. You know, I am so sick and tired of bullshit like this. Like people telling me who's good, who's bad, he's good, he's bad. Ryan Fitzpatrick, oh, he didn't throw any interceptions in this game. I was shocked. Ryan, I throw interceptions to Fitzpatrick. Let's just get the particulars on Ryan Fitzpatrick. 25 completions, 255 yards. Throwing through the air. He had one touchdown for him. Forte had rushing. And again, who would you rather have, Shady or Forte? I'll go with Shady, please. Thank you. Anyway, 53 yards rushing. 28 yards was the longest. Receiving 8 receptions for Marshall, 114 yards, 1 touchdown, 19 was his longest. Iwanua, or whatever his name is, 4 receptions, 51 yards, no touchdown for him. Powell, 41 yards. So it's the same old crap. Nick Falk made two field goals, 48 was his longest. The guy is a good kicker. Let's talk about Roethlisberger. Mr. Roethlisberger threw for a 34 completions, not bad, 380 yards, Big Ben showing you how to do it, 4 touchdowns, Le'Veon Bell, 66 yards, so that's not bad. That's rushing. Receiving, Sammy Coates, 6 receptions, 139 yards, caught yards, touchdowns too. Bell had 88 yards, nothing for him. He had like 9 receptions. Antonio Brown had 9 receptions and 76. And he had touchdown. James had a quarter touchdown. So they're doing pretty good. So that's what's going on there. And the kicker, Boswell, 47 yard long, 7 points for him. He hit all his extra points. So that's what's going on there. Let's go to the phone, see if anybody's there. Hello, hello, hello. Nobody's there today. 718-508-9883. Let's go to a commercial break. When we come back, we'll do another game.
For $5 today, you can buy a wealth of things. Gas for your car, rent a movie for the family, a few slices of pizza. $5 still takes you a long ways. But did you know that $5 can buy your child a bag of heroin in the streets? That's right. For only $5, your son or daughter can buy some of the cheapest and purest dope in the country. Be aware of the lies. Be aware of the stealing. Be aware that's all it takes to kill your child. $5. This message was brought to you by Casey's Cause, a group of parents located in southern Chester County out to save your child's life. Come join us today at www.caseyscause.com. And remember, $5 is all it takes. Casey's Cause, www.caseyscause.com.
Looking for that perfect gift for your girlfriend? Then look no further than Teddy Scares. Teddy Scares are available in a variety of styles, sizes, and prices for all your shopping needs. Teddy Scares are a mix of cute and creepy to make a great gift for almost any age. Board up your windows, lock your doors, and log on to TeddyScares.com. And be sure to become our friends at Facebook.com/TeddyScares.
Calling all comic book fans. Do you collect comics? Did you ever collect comics? Do you think your children might like reading comic books? Do you even know they still print real, paper, non-digital comic books? Well, then visit the Pirates of Ontario Street Comics in Philadelphia. We have a massive collection of comic books, action figures, trading cards, and much more. We have one of the largest stocks of back-issue comics in the area. We bag and board every new comic book at no extra charge. Our store is voted the best comic book shop in the 2013 PHL 17 Hot List Contest. Part of the movie Unbreakable is filmed in our store. We are open 7 days a week. Ontario Street Comics is located at 2235 East Ontario Street in the Port Richmond section of Philly. Our phone number is 215-288-7338. Type in the words Ontario Comics Philadelphia to check out our wacky stores page on Facebook.
Are you looking for a mortgage for that new home? Do you want to refinance to a lower rate, obtain cash out, or consolidation? If so, call Anthony Muscarella of Advisors Mortgage Group. Advisors Mortgage Group is a mortgage banker and loan our own money to first lien mortgage loans. We have built a platform for a seamless and stress-free mortgage process, which remains our number one goal for all of our customers. We understand that success cannot be obtained without teamwork and communication, two of our most important strengths. If you're looking to apply for a loan or simply have some questions, please don't hesitate to give Anthony Muscarella a call at 732-749-3333, extension 12, who, by the way, has been recognized by Mortgage Executive Magazine as being one of the top 1% of originators in America. That number again, call Anthony Muscarella at 732-749-3333, extension 12, where we tailor our loans to meet your needs.
Advisors Mortgage Group is an equal housing opportunity lender licensed by the New Jersey Department of Banking and Insurance. Branch NMLS number 173453. Loan officer NMLS number 111400.
Attention business owners, website owners, event promoters, or anyone looking to promote your product. The Totally Driven Entertainment Radio Network is the perfect way to spread the word of your business around the world. That's right, you can advertise at our network and be played on all of our shows at rates that are so cheap, it's a no-brainer. For more information, contact Bay Ragney at bayragney@gmail.com. To keep your business driven, stay driven with Totally Driven Entertainment.
Hey everybody, this is Nick Wilkinson from TV Nation and Totally Driven Radio and Entertainment. Sadly, each year, approximately 3.6 million children become victims of child abuse. My latest ebook, Child Abuse, The Ripple Effect, explores the long-lasting effects abuse can have on victims. Explore life after the abuse ends and how we cope with the tragedies of the past. Child Abuse, The Ripple Effect is available on Kindle for only 99 cents. And don't forget to check out my website, actingnotreacting.com, a common sense approach to teens in crisis. Let's work together and make this world a better place. And remember, stay driven.
Are you a fan of Sherlock Holmes? Letters from Holmes offers unique, one-of-a-kind letters from the world-famous detective himself. Handwritten on 8.5-inch by 11-inch aged parchment paper and using smudge-free ink to produce original, high-quality letters that fans will treasure for years to come. Each letter is handcrafted and written from the perspective of Sherlock Holmes, mimicking Holmes's native tongue and embracing many of the famous detective's quirks, quips, insults, and peculiarities. Order a love letter, birthday greeting, personal correspondence, or more only at www.etsy.com/shop/lettersfromhomes.
Are you looking for a mortgage for that new home? Do you want to refinance to a lower rate, obtain cash out, or consolidation? If so, call Anthony Muscarella of Advisors Mortgage Group. Advisors Mortgage Group is a mortgage banker and loan our own money to first lien mortgage loans. We have built a platform for a seamless and stress-free mortgage process, which remains our number one goal for all of our customers. We understand that success cannot be obtained without teamwork and communication, two of our most important strengths. If you're looking to apply for a loan or simply have some questions, please don't hesitate to give Anthony Muscarella a call at 732-749-3333, extension 12, who, by the way, has been recognized by Mortgage Executive Magazine as being one of the top 1% of originators in America. That number again, call Anthony Muscarella at 732-749-3333, extension 12, where we tailor our loans to meet your needs.
Advisors Mortgage Group is an equal housing opportunity lender licensed by the New Jersey Department of Banking and Insurance. Branch NMLS number 173453. Loan officer NMLS number 111400.
Okay, folks, we are back, and let's get back into the NFL recap. We're doing some games here, and this is NFL Roundup. I keep on saying now because I'm so used to pro wrestling now with Mike Ferrari, and you should be used to it too. Tuesdays, about 6 p.m., and then Thursday is a longer show, and that's on at 5 o'clock, but it's right here on this network, Totally Driven Radio Entertainment Network. The Colts, 29 for the Colts, 23 for the Bears. Hoyer had 33 completions, 43 attempts, 397 yards. If you have him on your fantasy, congratulations. Two touchdowns, ladies and gentlemen. Howard rushed for 118 yards. He had no touchdowns. So that was pretty cool. Receiving Meredith, 9 receptions, 130 yards, 1 touchdown, dirty and longest. Jeffrey, 5 receptions, 77 yards. Longest for him is 38 yards. Miller, 73 yards, 7 receptions, and 23 was his longest. Royal, we know Royal very well. 43 for Royal, nice guy. Anyway, the kicker, Bart, 3 for 4. He missed the field goal. 49 long and 20 and 2 extra kicks. That's not bad. He had 11 points. So let's go across the board. Luck, the lady tonight, Andrew Luck, Colts quarterback, 28 yards completion, 39 attempts, 322 yards through the air. Not bad. 2 touchdowns, and Gore had 75 yards rushing, no touchdowns. Receiving team. Hinton had 10 receptions, 171 yards, 1 TD, that's a touchdown. Allen had about 50 yards, 1 touchdown, and then he basically spread it from Dorsett, Rodgers, Ferguson, and Doyle and Gore. Not bad. And the kicker, Vinatieri, 5 for 5, 17 points. Not bad. And that's basically what's going on there. So if you guys want to call up and talk about the Jets, the Bills, the Giants, any team you want, because we're going to go and we're going to keep it going. We're going to keep it going, folks. And then we're going to talk about the injuries and we'll see how long I'm going to keep the show open and running because I need callers to do that. without further ado, I did the Eagles, the Bears, the Titans. I just just got done doing the Colts. I'm going to go right now for the Ravens. And the Ravens, the Baltimore Ravens, you can quote the Ravens nevermore. The Redskins, Ravens, good game. Skins win. Trap game, I think, though, for although it might not be because the team's looking really darn good on that. So let's get it going, and let's talk what just happened here, and yeah, we're going to talk about it right now in a short, and here we go. So Kirk Cousins, Mr. Kirk Cousins, for 260 yards, one touchdown, one interception. Rushing, Jones, 31 yards. Kelly, 18 yards. Rushing. Receiving, Garcon, 56 yards. Reed, 53 yards. Crowder, 35 yards. Jackson, 35 yards. So that's what's going on there. And the kicker, Chowder. Oh, no, that wasn't Chowder. Sorry. The kicker is Hopkins. He's 1 for 2 with a 27-yard field goal. He had 4 points. He missed an extra kick, but he made 2. Baltimore Ravens, Joe Flacco, no interceptions this week, a touchdown, 30-46 for him, completion attempts, and 210 yards through the air. Rushing, West had 11 attempts, 95 yards, not bad for him. Wallace had 73 receptions, 63 yards. Pitta had 7 receptions, 59 yards, no touchdowns. Gilmore had 4 receptions, 28 yards, a touchdown. So that's what's going on there. The kicker, Tucker, is 1 for 1. He made a 31-yard long, 4 points. So that's what he got there. We checked the phones. We got nobody on the phone. 718-508-9883. Come on, callers. Where are you? We're heading to 5 o'clock on a Saturday. And the regular crowd rushing in. Come on, folks. Get on the horn. 718-508-9883. Jets, your team sucks. Jet fans. The party's over. Turn out the lights. The Jets are over. Antagonistic. And yes, I know that Brady's back. Guess who's back? Brady's back. Guess who's back? Tom Brady is back. So, let's keep it going right now with the Buffalo Bills, 30. And TVVVVV told me no chance in hell. You've got no chance, right? Tyrod, terrific Tyrod. Let's go Keenum. Case Keenum, how about this one? 71 yards for Keenum. Nice, right, Keenum? 271 yards, 2 interceptions. Gurley had a rushing 72 yards, 1 touchdown. Receiving, Britt had 5 receptions, 75 yards. Austin had 7 receptions, 59 yards. Quick had 3 receptions, 51 yards, all with no touchdowns, by the way. Gurley had 3 receptions, Brown had 1, Kendricks had an all no touchdowns from the receiving team. The kicker, Durkin, went 4 for 4. Longest was a 54-yarder. 1 extra point, 13 points. Not bad. Tyrod, terrific Taylor, 124 yards throwing, 2 touchdowns. Great, great, great stat. McCoy had 150 yards rushing, 18 attempts. Tyrod also rushed for like 28 yards, not bad. Receiving, Clay had 5 receptions, 73 yards. Mr. Woods had 26 yards, 2 receptions. Marquise Goodwin had 2 receptions. And LeSean McCoy, 8 yards. Goodwin also had a touchdown. Hunter had a touchdown, and that was cool for him. The kicker, my kicker, Carpenter. If I was a carpenter and you were a lady, 23 yards for Carpenter, and 6 points, and he missed 1 extra field goal. Stop missing the field goals. It's going to bite you in the ass one day. The field goal years ago was automatic because it was closer. Now they moved it pretty far apart. All right, you're listening to the NFL Roundup right here on Totally Driven Radio Entertainment Network. I'll give you the rest of the games without the particulars. Falcons, Broncos, 23-16, Falcons. Bengals, Cowboys, 28-14, Bengals. The Bengals got mangled, folks. Chargers got bangled by the Raiders, 34-31, the Raiders. The Giants got outfoxed by the Packers, 23-16. And the Panthers lost to the Buccaneers on Monday Night Football. Ain't that nice for a little delight talk. Let's see what else we got there. The Denver Broncos, next on top, cap for them of the Texans. They see the Chargers again on October 30th. Whew, boy. Let's see what else we're doing, folks. Let's see what else we're doing here. Okay, so let's see. Let's get into nothing here. Give us a call. 718-508-9883 is the number. We're heading on to 5 o'clock on a Saturday. Not really 9 o'clock, but a 5 o'clock start. So let's do this and get everybody caught up on everything. Bills and 49ers this week. And I picked the Bills. No surprise there, folks. Because the Bills are better than the 49ers, but here's who's out. Jimmy Ward, quadricep, didn't practice, he's out. Ahmad Brooks, groin practices for the 49ers, he's questionable. DeForest Buckner, defensive tackle, foot, questionable. Glenn Dorsey, knee injury, questionable. Defensive tackle, and DeClint Clark, safety, quadricep, he's questionable. Buffalo Bills, Marcel Darius, he's doubtful. He is a DT. Let's see what else we got here. Cyrus Cujo, he's got an ankle, he's questionable, he's a tackle. Zach Brown from the Brown Brothers, he's got a foot injury, he's questionable, he's a Corbin Bryant, DT, defensive tackle, ankle issue. Zach Brown's a linebacker, by the way. Cordy Glenn, the tackle, ankle, he's questionable. Patrick Lewis, knee injury center, he's questionable. Corey White, he's questionable. And Aaron Williams, questionable. Ankle and safety and cornerback. So I'm not going to give you the rest of the picks, but I'll just tell you this. The Jacksonville Jaguars versus the Bears, 1 o'clock game, folks. Neil Sterling for the Jags, he's a tight end. He's questionable. He's got a foot injury. William Grant, running back, he's got a toe injury. He's questionable. Rashad Green, wide receiver, Achilles, questionable. Chicago. Jay Cutler, right thumb, doubtful, quarterback. Eddie Goldman, DT, ankle, doubtful. Jeremy Langford, running back, ankle, doubtful. DeAndre Hall, cornerback, He's got an ankle injury. He's out. Leonard Floyd, linebacker, calf injury. He's questionable. William Royal, wide receiver, calf injury. He's questionable. Sam Ocho, ribs, questionable. Bruce Callahan, quarterback, hamstring, questionable. Canham, carry, and that's basically it right there. So, this is NFL Roundup, episode number 5. 718 on the Saturday edition. So give me a call right now. It's 5 o'clock on Totally Driven Radio Entertainment Network. And let's see what else we got, folks. See you today. We're talking injuries right now. So this is the injury report. The Los Angeles Rams against the Lions. The Rams have Tremaine Johnson. He's got a quarterback. He's got an ankle injury. He's out. Michael Brockers from the team, the Brockers. DT, he's got a hip. He's questionable. William Hayes, defensive end, ankle. He's questionable. Brian Quick, wide receiver, calf injury. He's questionable. Robert Quinn, defensive end, shoulder. He's questionable. Corey Wickman, guard, ankle. He's questionable. The Lions, Eric Urban, tight end, he's out. He's got an ankle injury. DeAndre Levy is out. Ithudi Nagata, he's out. Dale Redrick is out. He's got an ankle injury. He's a running back. Lawrence Wofford, guard, hip injury, he's questionable. Antoine Bolden, wide receiver, ankle questionable. The Pittsburgh Steelers at the Miami Dolphins. Good night, Dolphins. You're done. Can you handle the Dolphins, or maybe is this a trap game? 718-508-9883 is the number to call and talk sports with me, or football with me. And it's a roundup with Mike Ferrara. Episode number 5. All right, let's get into it right now. Pittsburgh Steelers, Marcus Gilbert, he's a tackle. He's got an ankle injury. He's out. Cameron Haywood, defensive end, hamstring injury. He's out. Ryan Chaser, linebacker, knee injury. He's out. Shamarco Thomas, safety, groin injury. He's out. Corey Wallace, centered knee, he's out. Marcus Wheaton, wide receiver, shoulder, he's out. Sammy Coates, put a coat on Sammy, bad finger, he's questionable. Miami Dolphins, Jordan Cameron, tight end, concussion, he's out. Xavier Howard, he's out. He's a cornerback, he's out. Plays the corners. Let's see what else we got here. We got the Azza Abdul Kawesis, safety, knee. He's questionable. Jakeem Grant, wide receiver. He's questionable. McCall's Gray, tight end. He's questionable. He's got a calf injury. Anthony Steen, guard, ankle, questionable. Laramie Tunzel, let down your hair. He's got ankle injury, and he's questionable. Adrian Foster, hamstring, he's questionable. Rashad Jones, he's questionable. Jenkins is questionable. Linebacker safety, and corn. Bengals, Patriots, oh my. There's nothing on the Bengals except for Tyler Effort. He's out. He's got a back problem. My achy, bakey, break your back. Jonathan Freeney for the Patriots. Shoulder injury, he's out. Greg Suggs, tight end and knee injury, he's out. Robert Gronkowski, hamstring, questionable. Marcellus Bennett, tight end, ankle injury, he's questionable. Blount, the running back, hip, is questionable. Bolden has a knee problem. He's a running back. He's questionable. Marcus Cannon, the tackle, calf injury, he's questionable. Julian Edelman's got a foot problem, questionable for him, receiver. Vincent Valentine's got a back injury, he's questionable. And let's do some more here get to see if there's a call. Any calls? Nope. 718 callers, 508-9883. I want to tell you how important it is to talk football with me. If you have a question, I'll answer it. Yeah, I'll answer the questions on that. Let's get back to the injury report. Panthers and the Saints. The Carolina Panthers, Edward Dickinson, James Bradbury, he's got a foot injury, CB, he's out. Vernon Butler, the defensive tackle, ankle injury, he's out. Robert McClain, he's a CB, he's got a hamstring problem, he's out. Michael Order, concussion, tackle, out. Paul Saltzell, foot injury, he's out. Cam Newton, quarterback concussion, he's questionable. He practiced this week, so that's cool. Jonathan Stewart, running back, hamstring, questionable. Calvin Benjamin, wide receiver, knee, he's questionable. And Charles Johnson. Now let's head on over to New Orleans. Teron Armistead, he's out. Delvin Blux, out. Donnell Avery, he's out. And let's go over to the Ravens and Giants. Devin Hester, wide receiver, bye, doubtful. Mosley, bye, doubtful. Smith, doubtful. He's a wide receiver. Marshall Yanda, guard, shoulder, doubtful. Elvis Dorvell has left the building because he's out. Mike Wallace, wide receiver, questionable. Shanice Wright, questionable. So these guys are all questionable. New York Giants, Eli Apple, cornerback, groin, questionable. But here we go. Nathaniel Byrne, concussion, he's out. He's a safety. Newhouse, calf injury, he's out. Darian Thomas, he's out. Rashad Jennings, thumb injury, questionable. Evon Kennard, linebacker, he's a concussion issue. He's questionable. Jason Pierre-Paul, JPP, ladies and gentlemen. And Cromartie has got a groin injury. The Browns and the Titans. Let's see what we got here. Anybody calling in? 718-508-9883 is the number. Well, I don't think anybody's calling in today, folks. Hopefully we'll get some phone calls. Any angry Jet fans? I want to talk to those punk, angry Jet fans. Nah, they're not punks. They're good people. Jet fans are like the Bills fans, only the Bills are doing better than the Jets so far. 1-4. Eat your crumb cake. Joel Bonadito, he's out. Corey Coleman, receiver. Hand injury, he's out. Seth Duvall, tight end, he's out. Randall Tafter, he's out. Joshua the Crown, quarterback, he's out. Xavier Cooper, defensive end, shoulder, he's questionable. Tennessee only has Al Woods, he's out. The Eagles, Redskins is easy. Fletcher Cox for the Eagles, ankle, he's questionable. And the Otis McKelvin, who I know very well, ex-Bill cornerback, he's got a hamstring problem, he's out. Washington Redskins, ladies and gentlemen. Dobson's out with Achilles heel, with Achilles tendon. Jordan Reed, tight end, concussion, questionable. Rashad Breland, questionable. Suva Craven, questionable. And Deshaun Phillips, he's questionable. Chiefs and Raiders, 405 start, folks. Good Raiders. Cowboy injuries for that game versus the Packers. Cowboys going to probably lose. But whatever, right? Charles Green's out. Tony Romo is out with his back injury. Orlando Shrivick is out. Lance DeBar, Dan Bailey, Morris Claiborne, Irving Williams, Witten, Des Bryant, Terrell McClain, Tyron Smith, and Wilder are all questionable. And Jerome Banjo is out. He's out with a hamstring injury. He's a safety. Jared Cook, tight end, ankle injury. He's out. Samuel Shields, CB concussion. He's out. James Starks, running back, bad knee. He's questionable. Eddie Lacy, he's questionable. And the Falcons at the Seahawks. Only Paul Woodall is out for the Falcons. And for the Seahawks, Quentin Jefferson, he's out, and Thomas Rawls, running back in the defensive end. So that's out. Colts and Texans. The Colts have Zaire Carr is out. Jonathan Harrison is out, center with an illness. Darius Butler, cornerback, he's questionable. So that's what's going on there. Texans, a couple are out. Quite a few are out. Jeffrey Allen's out. Steven Anderson's out. Quentin Demps is out. And Grimes is out. And Peters is out. And William Fuller, questionable. And then we move on to the big game, the Jets and the Cardinals. And for the New York Jets, Tomlinson's the Jets, David Harris is doubtful. Nick Mangold, knee, questionable, center. Darrell Revis, cornerback, hamstring, questionable. Austin Zaverne Jenkins, questionable. And that's it for this week. In the injury, only on Pro Wrestling Now, only on NFL Roundup with Mike Ferrara. Now we are going to get into, folks, my picks, my lovely, lovely picks. This week we have, so far, I'll just give you who I picked for tomorrow, Sunday, and here we go. Buffalo Bills. I picked the Buffalo Bills to beat San Francisco. Chicago versus Jacksonville. I picked Chicago. Detroit. And the Los Angeles Rams, I picked Detroit. Pittsburgh over Miami. Miami blows at 1-4. 4-1 New England over 2-3 Cincinnati. That'd be funny though if New England lost. Then they'd be 4-2. 1-3 New Orleans taking out the Carolina. They suck. The Baltimore Ravens tomorrow, Giants Stadium, 1 o'clock, folks, so get your tickets down. 3-2, I pick Baltimore over New York. Philadelphia over Washington tomorrow. Tennessee over Cleveland, so Cleveland, Florida, 0-6. Oakland over Kansas City. Green Bay over Dallas. Seattle over Atlanta. Indianapolis over Houston, and the Jets over Arizona. That's the picks, folks. So I don't know if we're going to be getting phone calls or what's going on, and I'm going to check it out right now. Hopefully these guys get on the old horn and give us a call, and we'll see what's going on. We'll see what's going on right there. But while we're doing all this, why don't we take another commercial
for $5 today, yeah. You can buy a wealth of things. Gas for your car, rent a movie for the family, a few slices of pizza. $5 still takes you a long ways. But did you know that $5 can buy your child a bag of heroin in the streets? That's right. For only $5, your son or daughter can buy some of the cheapest and purest dope in the country. Be aware of the lies. be aware of the stealing. Be aware that's all it takes to kill your child. $5. This message was brought to you by Casey's Cause, a group of parents located in Southern Chester County out to save your child's life. Come join us today at www.caseyscause.com. And remember, $5 is all it takes. Casey's Cause, www.caseyscause.com.
Looking for that perfect gift for your girlfriend? Then look no further than Teddy Scares. Teddy Scares are available in a variety of styles, sizes, and prices for all your shopping needs. Teddy Scares are a mix of cute and creepy to make a great gift for almost any age. Board up your windows, lock your doors, and log on to TeddyScares.com. And be sure to become our friends at Facebook.com/TeddyScares.
Calling all comic book fans. Do you collect comics? Did you ever collect comics? Do you think your children might like reading comic books? Do you even know they still print real, paper, non-digital comic books? Well, then visit the Pirates of Ontario Street Comics in Philadelphia. We have a massive collection of comic books, action figures, trading cards, and much more. We have one of the largest stocks of back-issue comics in the area. We bag and board every new comic book at no extra charge. Our store is voted the best comic book shop in the 2013 PHL 17 Hot List Contest. Part of the movie Unbreakable is filmed in our store. We are open 7 days a week. Ontario Street Comics is located at 2235 East Ontario Street in the Port Richmond section of Philly. Our phone number is 215-288-7338. Type in the words Ontario Comics Philadelphia to check out our wacky stores page on Facebook.
Are you looking for a mortgage for that new home? Do you want to refinance to a lower rate, obtain cash out, or consolidation? If so, call Anthony Muscarella of Advisors Mortgage Group. Advisors Mortgage Group is a mortgage banker and loan our own money to first lien mortgage loans. We have built a platform for a seamless and stress-free mortgage process, which remains our number one goal for all of our customers. We understand that success cannot be obtained without teamwork and communication, two of our most important strengths. If you're looking to apply for a loan or simply have some questions, please don't hesitate to give Anthony Muscarella a call at 732-749-3333, extension 12, who, by the way, has been recognized by Mortgage Executive Magazine as being one of the top 1% of originators in America. That number again, call Anthony Muscarella at 732-749-3333, extension 12, where we tailor our loans to meet your needs.
Advisors Mortgage Group is an equal housing opportunity lender licensed by the New Jersey Department of Banking and Insurance. Branch NMLS number 173453. Loan officer NMLS number 111400.
Whoa, please. I got money. Boy, I'm telling you, stop.
Attention business owners, website owners, event promoters, or anyone looking to promote your product. The Totally Driven Entertainment Radio Network is the perfect way to spread the word of your business around the world. That's right, you can advertise at our network and be played on all of our shows at rates that are so cheap, it's a no-brainer. For more information, contact Bay Ragney at bayragney@gmail.com. To keep your business driven, stay driven with Totally Driven Entertainment.
Hey everybody, this is Nick Wilkinson with TV Nation and Totally Driven Radio and Entertainment. Sadly, each year, approximately 3.6 million children become victims of child abuse. My latest ebook, Child Abuse, The Ripple Effect, explores the long-lasting effects abuse can have on victims. Explore life after the abuse ends and how we cope with the tragedies of the past. Child Abuse, The Ripple Effect is available on Kindle for only 99 cents. And don't forget to check out my website, actingnotreacting.com, a common sense approach to teens in crisis. Let's work together and make this world a better place. And remember, stay driven.
Are you a fan of Sherlock Holmes? Letters from Holmes offers unique, one-of-a-kind letters from the world-famous detective himself. Handwritten on 8.5-inch by 11-inch aged parchment paper and using smudge-free ink to produce original, high-quality letters that fans will treasure for years to come. Each letter is handcrafted and written from the perspective of Sherlock Holmes, mimicking Holmes's native tongue and embracing many of the famous detective's quirks, quips, insults, and peculiarities. Order a love letter, birthday greeting, personal correspondence, or more only at www.etsy.com/shop/lettersfromholmes.
Are you looking for a mortgage for that new home? Do you want to refinance to a lower rate, obtain cash out, or consolidation? If so, call Anthony Muscarella of Advisors Mortgage Group. Advisors Mortgage Group is a mortgage banker and loan our own money to first lien mortgage loans. We have built a platform for a seamless and stress-free mortgage process, which remains our number one goal for all of our customers. We understand that success cannot be obtained without teamwork and communication, two of our most important strengths. If you're looking to apply for a loan or simply have some questions, please don't hesitate to give Anthony Muscarella a call at 732-749-3333, extension 12, who, by the way, has been recognized by Mortgage Executive Magazine as being one of the top 1% of originators in America. That number again, call Anthony Muscarella at 732-749-3333, extension 12, where we tailor our loans to meet your needs. Advisors Mortgage Group is an equal housing opportunity lender licensed by the New Jersey Department of Banking and Insurance. Branch NMLS number 173453. Loan officer NMLS number 111400.
Okay, we are back, ladies and gentlemen, and this is Pro Wrestling Now. This is NFL Roundup. Bum, 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 bum. Episode number 5 with Mike Ferrara, and I am Mike Ferrara. And let's see what we got here. You never know what's going on. And so we're having a good old time on Saturday. We're going to get into some more NFL stuff. Why don't we do some standings, and I'll tell you where everybody leads and lives. AFC East, ladies and gentlemen, New England Patriots, 4 wins and 1 loss. Their home record so far, 2 wins and 1 loss. Their road record's 2-0. They're doing pretty good. They won last week, so they're good. 3-2, the Buffalo Bills, the team that everybody said sucked this year. And nobody had faith in the Bills. And nobody would pick the Buffalo Bills. And people are probably saying that I'm still, I'm still ahead of the whole Bills thing, which we're going to get into in a second. The Buffalo Bills, though, I'll tell you, at home they got a 1-1 record, a two road win for them, so they're doing pretty good. And of course, you know, they lost one game on the road. The Jets suck. The Jets are 1-4, ladies and gentlemen. They at home are 0-2 so far, and on the road they're 1-2. The Dolphins 1-4. People picked the Dolphins over the Bills. People, not gonna happen. Buffalo, they're gonna beat the Dolphins once. They're gonna beat the Dolphins twice. Remember when you heard that at first, folks? 1-4. Dolphins at home, 0-3. And let's see. On the road, 0-3. Home, 1-1. The AFC North team, the Pittsburgh Steelers, 4-1. They are 3-0 at home. They are 1-1 on the road. The Baltimore Ravens. The Baltimore Ravens are 3-2. They are 1-2 at home and 2-0 on the road. The Bengals, 2-3. They are 1-2 at home and 0-1 on the road. Cleveland sucks. They are 0-5. 0-2 at home and 0-3 on the road. The Texans, AFC South. Let's check the phones to make sure. All right, so far it doesn't look like anybody's calling, so we'll just keep it going. I heat up and I can't cool down. So let's go back into this, the standings right now. Houston Texans are 3-2. They are 3-0 at home and 2 on the road, 2 losses. Tennessee, 2 wins, 3 losses. Home, they're 0-2. And road, they're 2-1. The The Indianapolis Colts are 2-3. Also, they are 2-1 at home and 0-1. And I'm sorry, an 0-2 on the road. Jacksonville Jaguars are 1-3. They're at the bottom of their division. And they are 0-1 on the road and 1-2 at home. Let's see. Oakland Raiders, 4. That's crazy. 4 wins for the Raiders. They're doing good, the AFC West. 4 wins for the Raiders. One loss for them. 3 on the road. They're good on the road. And 1-1 on at home. Denver Broncos, 4-2, ladies and gentlemen. 4-2. That's not bad. They are on the road. At home, they're 2-1. On the road, they are 0-1. The Kansas City Chiefs, 2-2, and they are home to and road losses, 2. The Chargers are 2-4. They suck this year, too. They are 2-1 on at home and 0-3 on the road. NFL East Conference, and there's nobody calling. 718-508-9883 is the number. So that's what's going on right there. Let's keep it going. The Cowboys are 4-1, 2-1 on at home, 2-0 on the road. Philadelphia Eagles are 3-1. They won 2 home games and they lost 1-1 on the road. They're 1-1 on the road. Washington, 3-2, 3 wins, 2 losses, and they right now are on the road are 2-0 and at home 1-2. The New York Giants, there's something wrong with them. 2-3 right now, folks. 1-1 on at home. 1-2 on the road. The NFC North team, Minnesota Vikings, 5-0. Who would have dunk it with Sam Bradford? Awesome trade. How you like me now? Guy comes in when bridge over troubled waters is out, and that's the end of the game. So the Vikings right now, folks, and the road to the, for them so far is 3 at home. And 2 on the road. They're perfect. Packers, 3-1. Think the Packers should have been more, but it's okay. 3-1 for the Pack. They are 2 at home, 1-1 on the road. The Lions, 2-3. They always burn me if I pick them or I don't pick them. 1-1 at home and 1-2 on the road. Chicago Bears, 1-4. They stink, a Rooney. 1-1 and 0-3 on the road. The Falcons, the NFC South team, Atlanta Falcons, 4-1 home, 1-1 a road, 3-0. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers, 0-2 at home, 2-1 on the road. Saints, 1-3, and the Saints are 0-2 at home. 1-1 on the road. The Carolina Panthers are 1-4 and 0-2 and 0-2. I mean 1-2. And last but not least, Seattle Seahawks, 3-1. They are 2-0 and 1-1. The Rams, the Los Angeles Rams, are 3-2, and they are 1-1 at home, 2-1 on the road. Arizona Cardinals are 2-3, and folks, they are 1-2 at home, 1-1 on the road. San Francisco 49ers, 1-4. They're going up against my Bills tomorrow. They'll be the 1-5 after that, but they are. On the road, they're 0-2. Kaepernick starting for them, so that's what's going to happen tomorrow. But 718-508-9883 is the number, And hopefully we are waiting on a couple of calls. Maybe somebody will call us, and maybe not. But, yeah, so that's what's going on right there. And we're hoping and praying that everybody is safe from those storms. Miami Dolphins looked good last week, losing. So if you want to call up and talk about any of these things, 718-508-9883 is the number. Call me, whatever you guys want to do. And, yeah, I mean, this is a great show. It's got a lot of NFL talk in it, obviously. Hence the name NFL Roundup. I take you across the whole league, folks. So NFL Roundup is awesome. It's on the air, number 5. Next week, number 6, we'll be back on Friday night at 8 p.m. only on Totally Driven Radio Network Entertainment. Folks, we're giving you everything. Hopefully you guys will be able to call us and talk sports with us. 718-508-9883 is the number. You want to talk football, I'm here. You want to talk football, I'm here. And we'll see where that goes. I think we're going to take another commercial. Maybe we'll just play a song. How about that? And this is for the Buffalo Bills. I dedicate this song to the Bills. It was from the movie Rocky III. And that was The Eye of the Tiger, ladies and gentlemen. We love The Eye of the Tiger from the movie Rocky. I dedicated that to the Buffalo Bills because tomorrow could be a trap game when they play San Francisco. What's a trap game, you may be asking me? Well, I'll tell you, a trap game is when a good team loses to a bad team. And San Francisco is just a bad team. But 718-508-9883 is the number you want to call and shoot the breeze with me. You got it. 718-508-9883 is the number. And I want to thank everybody that's been with me through this project, Mr. Bay Ragney, Uncle Shawnee, all these guys, you know, all my friends, my Facebook buddies, Adam J. Santos, Maverick, even Maverick's a cool guy. Where is, you know, it's just so funny, you know, Mojo's a cool guy with it, different stuff's going on. So this is number 5 of NFL Roundup with Mike Farrar saying, so long, bye-bye, and maybe farewell, and I'll be back soon, right after a little. We'll see you Friday night right here on Blog Talk Radio and Totally Driven Radio Entertainment Network.